Thank you, Dario. Good morning to all of you, excellencies, colleagues again. Pleasure to be here and thanking UNEC for inviting us as well in this special session, which I think is quite timely. And myself, I look forward to hear the inputs from this panel of high-level representative of countries in the region. So I will limit myself to a few high-level points relating to the context of we are moving now to COP29 and Speaker Forum 2024, approaching fast, and these are crucial for addressing climate change and sustainable development in this region particularly. So if we look at the Committee on Sustainable Energy in this context, what can help strategize for accelerating energy transition? We can look at it from many different angles, but I would like to stress a few points. First of all, there is a need for enabling policy and regulatory frameworks, including national energy plans and related supportive legislation, and enhancing regional collaboration and cooperation to harmonize regulation, share best practice, and develop cross-border energy infrastructure. Looking at more the investment side of policy and actions, really is in need of promoting investment and financing. This is really crucial, including mobilizing a green investment in a broad sense, but exploring innovative financing mechanism and enabling financial and technical support from international organizations. Of course, we can help as well as UNSCC. We are doing that in many regions by bringing various actors together and catalyzing action of different actors, but of course there are the reference through the usual key player like the World Bank, regional development banks, other entities from the UN system and beyond who can be brought into the picture here. Another key point and is to encourage technology and innovation by promoting of course renewable energy and energy efficient technologies. Support research and development initiative to drive innovation, reduce cost of clean energy technologies. And lastly, again, to complete the spectrum of means of implementation that I referred to also yesterday, is facilitating capacity building by developing fit-for-purpose training programs, facilitating knowledge sharing, best practices again through regional forums. It's really it's important to have this regional focus forums, workshop, and partnership that are really coming bottom up. They take into consideration the priorities of the countries in the region as they have been identified by themselves. So, in closing, really, I would like to encourage governments and all stakeholders from this region to take the momentum of climate action in your region, because what is happening around COP29, it's really a critical milestone. And of course, actively participate in COP29, not only in the negotiation, which I'm sure all your delegation will be active in the negotiation there, but also engaging in policy dialogues, commitments, initiatives, partnerships, so that all the, this contribution from the region in the context of global climate goals can be taken into account and boost further action in the region to address regional challenges and opportunities. So I'll stop here, and I really look forward to participating in discussion and in further in the session. Thank you very much.